A reading from the book of Nehemiah. All the people gathered together into the square before the water gate. They told the scribe Ezra to bring the book of the law of Moses, which the Lord had given to Israel. Accordingly, the priest Ezra brought the law before the assembly, both men and women, and all who could hear with understanding. This was on the first day of the seventh month. He read from it, facing the square before the water gate, from early morning until midday, in the presence of the men and women, and those who could understand. And the ears of all the people were attentive to the book of the law. The scribe, Ezra, stood on a wooden platform that had been made for the purpose. And Ezra opened the book in the sight of all the people, for he was standing above all the people. And when he opened it, all the people stood up. Then Ezra blessed the Lord, the great God, and all the people answered, "Amen, amen," lifting up their hands. Then they bowed their heads and worshiped the Lord with their faces to the ground. So the Levites read from the book, from the law of God, with interpretation. They gave the sense so that people understood the reading. And Nehemiah, who was the governor, and Ezra the priest and scribe, and the Levites who taught the people, said to the people, "This day is holy to the Lord your God. Do not mourn or weep." For all the people wept as they heard the word of the law. Then Ezra said to them, "Go your way, eat the fat and drink the sweet wine, and send portions of them to those for whom nothing is prepared. For this day is holy to our Lord. And do not be grieved, for the joy of the Lord is your strength." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Our words, O Lord, are spirit.
from the first letter of Paul to the Corinthians. Just as the body is one and has many members, and all the members of the body, though many, are one body, so it is with Christ. For in the one Spirit we were all baptized into one body, Jews or Greeks, slaves or free. And we were all made to drink of one Spirit. Indeed, the body does not consist of one member, but of many. Now, you are the body of Christ, and individually members of it. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
The beginning of the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Since many have undertaken to set down in an orderly fashion all those things that have been fulfilled among us, and to do so just as they were handed on to us by eyewitnesses and by servants of the word, so I also have decided, after careful and thorough investigation of all things from the beginning, to set down for you, Theophilus, a record of all that you have received, so that you might know the truth of all that has been handed on to you by way of instruction. Now Jesus, who was filled with the Holy Spirit, came into the region of Galilee, and throughout that region word went out about him. He taught in their synagogues. And when he came to Nazareth, the place where he had grown up, he went into their synagogue on the Sabbath, as was his custom. When he stood up to do the reading, they handed him the scroll of Isaiah the prophet. He opened the scroll and he found the place where it is written, "The Spirit of the Lord rests upon me and has anointed me to bring good news to the poor and to proclaim liberty to captives, to proclaim sight to the blind, and to announce freedom for those who are oppressed, and to declare a year of the Lord's favor." He then rolled up the scroll, and he handed it back to the attendant, and he sat down. Now all those who were in the synagogue gazed upon him intently, and he began to teach them. And he said, "Today, this very scripture passage is fulfilled in your hearing." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus.